As a part of the ordination process, I get to write many papers regarding my spiritual journey and how I have been led to follow this call into ordained ministry. I often reflect on how being a pastor's kid laid the foundation for this journey in ways that are not obvious to those without pastors as relatives. As a pastor's kid, the last place I ever imagined being is behind this pulpit. You see, when you literally grow up in the church, you see the pain, you see the conflict, you see how difficult it is to live into the Christian story together. I entered into seminary without rose-colored glasses on about ministry. I thought I knew what I was getting myself into. I knew how difficult this path ahead would be, and I did it anyway. Today's scripture makes me wonder if I was wrong to take off those glasses. In only focusing on the reality of suffering and despair, did I forget to embody hope? Hope. In today's scripture, Paul is reminding the early Christian community that what sets them apart is hope. Hope in a better tomorrow that was made known to us through the life and death of Jesus Christ. Paul was writing to a Christian community that found deep division and tension between Jewish Christians and Gentile converts. The community was bickering. Why are you eating that? Why are you not eating that? You are defying God. No, you're defying God. No, they're defying God. I'm right. You're wrong. It's amazing how familiar that language is 2,000 years later. At the time of penning this letter, Paul has yet to even visit the church in Rome. But word has spread that the early church is not going as expected. Paul assures the Roman community that struggle and suffering to live together in a life with Christ is not easy. Struggle is a reality of life. Christian hope is a choice. And hope is hard. Paul acknowledges the reality of suffering and how hard it is to be in communion with each other and with God. Looking at the bulbs on the table, it's hard to hope for the day when they will blossom. There is so much that has to happen for that flower to bloom, and it's easy to get caught amongst the weeds. Paul says that in our suffering, we are to celebrate, to boast, to rejoice. He is not saying this to rejoice because we suffer. The one we call God is abundant love. We are not forced to suffer by our Creator. But within the created, suffering happens. To have Christian hope means that we persevere in the suffering and in the difficult to refocus on God's goodness. Theologian Daniel Migliore writes, "Hope in God empowers us to enter into solidarity with the groaning creation and to persist in the struggle for the renewal of all things." I don't know about you, but creation's groan is deafening. The horror of earthquakes, the injustice in our nation, and the pain right here in Sudbury. Creation isn't groaning for solidarity, it's screaming. Creation is pleading for hope, a gut-wrenching, demanding, and still possible Christian hope. We are suffering in so many ways. Yet we get to choose to look at the example of Jesus and know that what we see here and now is not the end. There is hope, not only on the other side, but even within suffering. It is within this suffering that we are poised for change, for action, to create a better tomorrow. Paul writes that suffering brings about perseverance and Christian hope. And this notion of hope is so countercultural. Hope is commonplace in our vernacular. I hope I get that promotion. I am hoping to move this summer. I hope it's pizza for lunch. How our culture uses the word hope in general is rather insignificant. Because of the overuse of the word, it is easy to forget how radical Christian hope truly is. Christian hope is beyond instant gratification or cheap optimism. Christian hope is saying love has more power than death. Christian hope is being able to be in authentic and diverse community despite hostility. Christian hope is the belief that the all-loving, creative, expanding, and dynamic God is continuously pouring out through the Holy Spirit for a future glory made known to us in a first installment through Jesus' ministry.